2EC Mornings with James, and joining us now to talk footy is John Murray, the Vice President of the Naruma Lions. Morning, John.
Good morning, James. Great to hear you back.
Mate, great to be back. So, look, let's run our eye over the last weekend of footy. Nothing over the weekend because we had the break with finals coming up. But the weekend before that, what'd you think?
Well, it was great to see my Pies, even though they lost, scrape into the finals, and your beloved Demons winning, but not scraping into the finals.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
No, we didn't do enough. We needed the Bulldogs to lose, and they trounced Freo. So, but you know, it shouldn't have come down to that. In my mind, Melbourne didn't deserve to be in the top eight, so we finished where we should have.
Yeah, fair enough. Interesting, the Crows wooden spooners, I think probably for the first time for many, many years, and Port Adelaide on top, so they bookended the AFL ladder.
Yeah, very interesting. And John, just quickly, your thoughts on the All-Australian team?
The All-Australians, I think most of the players were very deserving. Probably a couple that unlucky, but Patrick Dangerfield as captain, probably a great pick and well-deserved.
Great to see some blokes getting their first All-Australian jerseys or blazer, whatever they call it, including Christian Petrarca from the Ds. I thought maybe there was a few small forwards in the league that were a bit unlucky, like Tom Papley, that type of player. But all in all, a good team.
Yeah, I think so indeed. Now we focus on Thursday this week, and it all comes down to the first round of the finals.
Yeah, that's right. Thursday night, we've got first up against fourth, Port Adelaide, as you mentioned, facing Geelong at Adelaide Oval.
Hopefully, Port should win this. Not sure. I've never rated the Cats, and they'll probably win.
It's going to be a cracking game of footy to kick things off. And then we've got Friday night, second up against third, Brisbane hosting the Tigers at the Gabba.
There's form on both these two final games, where Port Adelaide got beat by Geelong and Brisbane got beat by Richmond. So both those sides will think they're fairly well suited against them, and maybe third and fourth go straight into the preliminary final and first and second have to play again.
Yeah, I could see that happening. The first elimination final is on Saturday afternoon between the Saints and the Dogs. This is a mouth-watering clash, John.
4 years ago, the Western Bulldogs came from seventh to win the flag, and I've been saying to lots of people, can history repeat itself? Can they come from seventh and win? I think they can.
Well, it doesn't happen very often, but as you mentioned, 2016, they did exactly that. It's going to be interesting to watch that unfold. The other elimination final, Collingwood facing West Coast over in the West. That's a tough assignment over there, John.
The Pies have great form going over to the West. They love beating West Coast over there, so I'm very, very confident they'll win by like at least 15 points.
Oh, all right. Okay. Confidence, that's what we like to see. John, that's pretty much all we've got time for. Any final comments before we let you go?
Just, I'm looking forward to the whole four clashes. It'll be a great weekend, and thanks very much.
Too easy, John. Thanks for joining us, and we'll chat to you next week.
Cheers.
John Murray, the Vice President of the Naruma Lions, joining us there, and all the AFL action kicks off this Thursday, as we mentioned, week one of finals. 2EC.